Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Depression to Drive, Gentle Motivation to Move. You know that feeling when you trip over thin air, spill your coffee all over yourself, or maybe even just bomb a presentation? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you that those moments of epic fail could actually be some of the greatest learning experiences in disguise? Today, we're diving deep into embracing failure, turning it from this dreaded monster into a powerful tool for growth. Trust me, this is going to be a good one. So often, we're taught to fear failure. We're told it's a bad thing, something to avoid at all costs. But let's get real, life isn't about avoiding stumbles. It's about picking ourselves up, dusting ourselves off, and figuring out how to navigate those tricky paths better next time. The truth is, failure is an inevitable part of any journey worth taking. It's like that annoying fly buzzing around your head. You can swat at it all day, or you can learn to live with it and maybe even figure out how it benefits the ecosystem. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember when it comes to facing those failures. First up, failure isn't a reflection of your worth as a person. It's simply a stepping stone on your path. You know that feeling when you try on an outfit and it just doesn't fit? You wouldn't throw the whole closet out, right? No, you'd try something else, adjust, maybe even tweak that first outfit to make it work. Failure is kind of like that. It might not be perfect, but it's valuable information that helps you grow and figure out what works best for you. Secondly, embrace the learning opportunity. Every failed attempt provides a chance to analyze what went wrong, identify areas for improvement, and refine your approach. Think of Thomas Edison. He famously said, "I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." See, even the most brilliant minds experience setbacks, but they learn from them. So don't be afraid to experiment, take risks, and learn from your missteps. Third, reframe your perspective. Instead of viewing failure as a negative outcome, try to see it as a valuable lesson learned. Celebrate those small wins along the way, even if it's just figuring out one thing that didn't work. This shift in mindset can make all the difference in how you approach challenges and bounce back from setbacks. Fourth, remember to be kind to yourself. We're our own harshest critics, right? But when we stumble, it's important to treat ourselves with the same compassion and understanding that we would offer a friend going through a similar experience. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. It's part of being human. Finally, don't be afraid to ask for help. We all have strengths and weaknesses, and sometimes we need a helping hand to navigate those tricky situations. Reaching out to mentors, friends, or family can provide valuable support, guidance, and fresh perspectives. Now let me tell you about this time I tried baking a cake for my sister's birthday. You know, the kind with all the fancy layers and delicate frosting? Yeah, well, let's just say it looked more like a volcanic eruption than a culinary masterpiece. The cake collapsed in the oven, the frosting was lumpy, and even the candles seemed to be mocking me. I felt like giving up, but then I remembered this episode of Nailed It, where they turn baking disasters into hilarious works of art. So, instead of throwing it all away, I decided to embrace the chaos. I used leftover frosting to create lava flows around the cake, and I even added some sprinkles that looked like little shards of volcanic rock. The result? Well, it wasn't exactly picture perfect, but my sister laughed so hard she cried, and everyone agreed that it was the most unique and delicious birthday cake they'd ever seen. So remember, sometimes those moments of epic fail can turn into something truly special. Don't be afraid to embrace the imperfection. Learn from your experiences, and most importantly, have a little fun along the way. We've talked about how to reframe failure as a learning experience, why it's not about avoiding mistakes but about navigating them with grace and resilience. Remember, every fail is a stepping stone towards something bigger and better. Now go out there, take on those challenges, and don't be afraid to laugh at yourself along the way. As always, I encourage you to share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. What's the biggest lesson you've learned from a failed attempt? And what's one small step you can take today to embrace failure as a learning opportunity? Until next time, keep moving forward, even when things get messy.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.